Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3312, and today's date is March 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Exposure Equals Panic. The door's been open. People see the truth. Game over. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are panicking like we've never seen before because they know when Trump wins the election, their entire agenda to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, completely and utterly fails. And you can see there are those out there now letting you know that they are panicked. And this is coming from Bernie Sanders. Ultra Paper Lives Matter put this out on Telegram. And Bernie Sanders says, Trump's next term is so dangerous that climate change will kill us if we allow him to come into office. He will use the military against citizens he hates, the mainstream media. He is a conspiracy theorist. He doesn't believe in elections. And if he wins, well, everything's going to fall apart. No, actually what's going to happen is their entire agenda is going to fall apart. And this is why they're panicking, because the people of this country, they're no longer believing the Fed. They're no longer believing the Biden administration. They know from the very beginning, when everything started to go crazy with inflation and everything like that, fuel prices started to move up, they told the people lies over and over and over. And the people now at this point realize they just continually lie. They tell people that the economy is doing great, his policies are working, but people see the opposite. And how do you see the opposite of what they're talking about? Well, all you got to do is experience it. And that's what everyone is doing. Everyone who is experiencing it is realizing, no, they've been lying to us. And you could see there's a lot of businesses out there that are starting to realize that the economy isn't as great as everyone's saying. I mean, if the economy is so fantastic, why are home foreclosures rising nationwide? They're rising by 50%. Why is that? If everything is fantastic, the reason for that is because, one, you have inflation, you have higher fuel costs, which means a lot of people, they're losing their ability to pay for things because they don't have that currency in their pocket. And there are many corporations now that are laying off. And if this continues, what happens? Everything starts to fall apart. And that's exactly what we're seeing. A new report published by real estate data provider Adam, it found that there were 32,938 properties in February with foreclosure filings, which includes default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions. That marks an 8% increase from the prior year. So people are noticing it. And remember, the interest rates, they have gone up, and you could see the real estate market is hurting right now. And really think about what Biden has done. I think Jeff Carlson explains it perfectly. He says, here's another take. If you have a house with a 3% mortgage, keep it. What people should be focused on is that we had 3% mortgages. Joe Biden destroyed that. So let's see. He destroyed the low fuel prices. Biden destroyed low inflation. Biden destroyed low unemployment. And now he destroyed the ability for people to purchase homes at low interest rates. So the economy is doing much better right now. No, it is not. And actually, restaurants like Olive Garden, Longhorn, Steakhouse, Darden, and many others, they're starting to warn that, hey, you know something? We're starting to see a slowdown of people going out to dine in these restaurants. So they're saying that low-income customers, they're pulling back on spending. Transactions from incomes below $75,000 were much lower than last year, and at every brand, transactions fell from incomes below $50,000. So people now, they're pulling back and they're not going out to eat like they used to. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because once again, when people don't have the funds, when people can't afford things, this is what they do. Now, again, the Biden administration, they're going to continually tell you that everything is fine. The Treasury, Janet Yellen, is going to tell you that we're headed for a soft landing. The Fed is going to say, listen, we're going to keep the rates where they are right now because it seems like everything is working. We're just going to be watching all these different calculations to make sure that everything's fine. And when we find out that everything's fine, we're going to do what? We're going to cut the rates, which is actually going to be a complete and utter disaster. But again, if everything is so fine in the economy, like Biden is saying, then why is a record number of Americans, why have they been using the Buy Now Pay Later app to purchase items? Because again, if you don't have the currency and your credit cards are maxed out, what do you got to do? You need a new way of paying for things. So really, now think about what they've done over a long period of time. Remember back in the 70s when everyone maybe just had gas cards? Maybe I think that's all there was, really, gas cards at that time. Many people didn't use MasterCard, which is actually called MasterCharge back then. Many people didn't have credit cards, they use cash. Everywhere they went, they said, okay, I'm going to pay in cash. I'm going to go out to dinner. I'm going to pay for cash. I'm going to purchase whatever. They're going to pay in cash. Actually, there was a time when supermarkets didn't even take credit cards. They only took cash or check. Boy, that's changed. And think about it. Since that period of time back in the 70s when we came off the gold standard, what happened? Well, people needed to take on credit. People needed to pay things out. In your family, you just couldn't have one person working. You needed two people to work. And as time went on, we had automobiles. It went from financing to leasing because, again, people couldn't afford the financing anymore because everything was breaking down. So they had to go to leasing, which means you're renting something. You don't actually own it. And this is how they continually push us. Now, for mortgages and everything else, they actually took the time frame and they expanded that out so people could afford it. So now people are living on credit cards. They have two people working. And then people had to find another job just to make ends meet. And now with all of that being used and people are maxed out on all that and they don't have the cash, now they had to create a buy now, pay later app. Think about this for a second. Think about what they had to do as the central bank system completely and utterly breaks down, as the value of your currency declines. They had to come up with new ways to make you believe that this is the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, go back in time. Did it really have to be this way? Or is it because their system is breaking down and they had to convince you that this was the right thing? But you could see more and more people are using this. And a new report from Payments Intelligence shows that 6.5% of Americans, roughly 15 million, have been using the Pay Now, Pay Later app to pay for groceries since last year. So people are just using this for food. This is absolutely unbelievable. And I think people are starting to realize that, listen, if I just can't pay cash and I can't use credit cards, now I've got to use this app. There is something wrong in this country. Something doesn't make sense because the economy should never be like this. Unless you're in a private, what's a central bank economy? And yes, this is what it's going to look like. Now, as everything breaks down and people lose their jobs and people can't pay taxes and people can't do anything, what happens? Well, the central bank, they have their thugs. They're called the IRS. They come to visit you if you cannot pay. And this is exactly what they do. And what's very interesting, Jim Jordan, he is investigating the IRS corruption claims, where it's being reported that the IRS agency is spying on taxpayers. So a new investigation has been launched by Chairman Jim Jordan and Representative Harriet Hagman into allegations of IRS corruption, that the feared and powerful federal bureaucracy is using artificial intelligence to spy on taxpayers' accounts, bank accounts, and financial records en masse, and without a legal reason. The two members of Congress have written Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Attorney General Merrick Garland requiring their cooperation with a review of the situation that was brought on after the IRS itself boasted of using AI technology in its hunt for tax money. The members explain in an announcement about the review that the recent reporting alleges that the IRS's use of AI has also included actively monitoring American citizens' bank accounts en masse and without legal process. So right now we have the deep state players, the central bank, and their thugs, the IRS, they are now monitoring people's accounts. Again, in the end, what's going to happen is these individuals are going to be unleashed on the public, because when the public cannot pay their taxes and it becomes more and more difficult, and as the system breaks down, well, the government still has to operate. The deep state players, the central bank, they still want their money. So what do? They got to send out their enforcers to go collect it. I mean, if you go back in time, kings and queens, when their coffers were running dry, what did they do? They had to go to the serfs and say, listen, we need more. And of course, the people were living in mud. They had the same clothes. They didn't have multiple clothes. They could barely feed themselves. And they said, we don't have any more. And they didn't care. If you didn't have money, you were put into prison. What do you think is going to happen now? They're going to come and they're going to want their money. And again, it never had to be this way. We don't need the central bank. It serves no purpose whatsoever. The only purpose it serves is those people that want to control us. So in the end, what I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going to do, they're going to remove the deep state players. They're going to destroy the central banking system and the people of this country, the people around the world. They're going to go back to a people's system where we actually create our own currency. And we don't borrow the currency. There's no interest attached. If there's no interest attached, then we don't need income tax to pay for that interest. That's where all that came about. Our founding fathers, they didn't want everyone to pay income tax. They wanted the tariffs to fund the government. But what happens when the government gets out of control? What happens when the government spends like there's no tomorrow? Can tariffs then just pay for the government? No, you need a completely different method. And you could see this is what's been happening. Why did this happen? Because the central bank came into existence. This open-ended credit card, which really never has to be paid back. You could just continually borrow and borrow and borrow, and you just pay for the interest. This breeds corruption. This breeds what we're seeing today, a system that does not work for the people. And Congress and all the deep state players, they need more and more money as time goes on. And what they do to get this money and to launder the money, they have to make up things. Oh, we need $1 million to study bees. Oh, we need $1 million to help the trans community with chest binders. Oh, we need $1 million. Again, all this money is not going to all these places. But they need a way to convince you that they need all this money so they can launder the money back to themselves. That's what they've been doing. Jesse Waters put this out on X and said, what's in the new Munster bill Congress is rushing to pass? $850,000 for a gay senior home, $50 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuitions, $400,000 for a gay activist group to teach elementary kids about being trans, $500,000 for a DEI zoo, $400,000 for a group to give clothes to teens to help them hide their gender. So do we really need all of this? Should the government be paying for all this? No, this is one gigantic money laundering scheme. Yes, they'll get a small percentage, but that's about it. And the House, they decided to pass the $1.2 trillion spending bill. And this is what the American people are paying for. And sometimes you got to show the people the truth. And when people say, why are we in this problem? Take a look at who's running everything. It's the installed people. They don't represent the American people. And everything that we have today needs to be ripped apart. The central bank needs to be removed. These people need to be removed. And there needs to be checks and balances. Because if we didn't have the central bank, the Congress and everyone else, they wouldn't have all this money. They would say, okay, here's the budget. This is all you got. This is all the government has from everything that we've gotten from tariffs and things like that. And this is the amount of gold we have or whatever it is. That's all we can spend. So we have to be very, very careful what we spend on the money. You know, and I think everybody knows, when you just have credit cards, what happens? People go out and they say, you know what? I'm just going to buy that. I don't really care. It's on my credit card. I'm going to buy that. I don't really care. And take this a step further. Those people are doing that in their own lives, but they have to pay it back. Think about government. Wow, we have an open-end credit card and I don't have to pay it back. I don't have to worry about that. And we could just spend and spend and spend. This is incredible. And look what happens here. So when you look at everything and they say, why is this happening? It goes back to the central bank. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is their entire mission, because it wouldn't make any sense. If you take back control of the country, you remove the deep state players, you arrest the people that need to be arrested, you clean house, you clean up the elections, and you keep the central bank, what do you think is going to happen again? The same exact thing. Because once again, when you just have money printing and there's no work to actually print the money, and you have a private corporation printing the money, and then they're loaning it to we the people, because that's who they're loaning it to, and we have to pay it back with interest, how does this work? It won't work. So the mission here is to get rid of the private West central bank system. Period. The end. And once you do that, it ends everything that you see in Congress, because you won't have an open-ended credit card. You just can't borrow and borrow and borrow, because you know why? It doesn't exist when you don't have an open-ended credit card, because what's told to Congress is this is all there is. And for the government to function, the government can't be this big. The government will shrink. You only have a certain number of funds. And yes, this is the way it needs to work. This is the way the founding fathers intended it to work. They never wanted us to have a private West central bank. That's why there's the third one in here. And this is why they keep getting rid of them, because it doesn't work for the people. Yes, it might work for the elites, but not for the people of this country. And I do believe this entire mission is to remove the private central bank. And the only way to remove them is to have them destroy their own system and then move in at the right moment. And everything before that, well, this is one gigantic lesson to the American people, to the people around the world. Look, can we use this system the way it is? And the people are saying, no, we cannot. And the people are learning. Once the people know, it is game over. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politician, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking. And let me just explain why they're panicking, because think about it. From the very, very beginning, going back to 2016, they have tried to get rid of Trump every step of the way. They started with Russian collusion. They spied on his campaign. They brought up all these different cases against him. They tried to impeach him twice. And that didn't end after he left office, because as soon as he wanted to run again for the elections, they started everything up again. So they went ahead and they indicted him another four times, and they're continually interfering with this election in 2024. So everything that they have done is completely backfiring as we move along. But think about what Trump has been doing. He's been showing the people the deep state. He's been showing you, look, this is what they're going to do to you every step of the way. They're doing it to me because I'm just in the way, and they really want you. So everything that you're seeing, where they come after me with fake cases, they have these judges that are corrupt, attorney generals that are completely corrupt. They don't have cases. They don't have anything. This is what they're going to do to you in the end. And everything that's happening is actually a lesson to the people. This is why you have to fight for your freedom. So when you step back and you really take a look at this and you see what's happening with him, let's say with the Letitia James case, and they're actually going after his properties now, where there really was no court case, there was no evidence, there was nothing there. They just made it all up. There's no victim whatsoever. This tells you everything you need to know. And he needs to show the people on every level, look what they're willing to do. And if it wasn't Trump, it would be the people of this country. Because remember, their 16-year plan in the end was to destroy the Constitution. Their 16-year plan in the end was to bring us to war, to change this entire country, to get rid of the Constitution. Yes, that's what this is about. They cannot stand the people of this country. And that's why you're seeing all this. Trump, he needed to show everyone their true motivation. That's what you're witnessing. Actually, what he actually did was he opened the door so people could see the truth, so people would understand. This is not a conspiracy. I'm not just making it up. This is what they're really going to do. And if you think it's bad now, just wait. Wait until you see what they're going to do later on. Because remember, when they can't stop them, they intensify the attacks on Trump. They get angrier. They make stupid moves. They call the people names. Because again, when you can't get what you want and you can't stop the person from coming after you, this is what happens. Fear sets in. And they are afraid. See, these attacks doesn't mean they're in control. The attacks mean that they're scared and they're trying to stop someone that's coming. And if you notice, Trump is continually coming at them. They can't stop him. Going back to 2016, they cannot stop him. He's continually moving forward. They are moving back. They are attacking every step of the way, and they're realizing this isn't working. Actually, I do believe Trump actually wants them to make a play for his properties, which they're already started. You know why? Because when the people see this, you think the people are going to say, you know what, I don't want to vote for this guy. No, the people are going to say, holy crap, they're taking his properties. There was no victim. I mean, people aren't stupid. They understand what just happened here. And what do you think is going to happen? Just like when they took his mugshot, he's going to get more votes. That's what this is all about. We're taking back the country. Who has to take it back? The people. How do you get the people to wake up? How do you get the people to see the truth? You got to open the door. He can't force people to walk through it. The people got to do it on their own. Sometimes you just got to show people, and then all of a sudden they go, holy crap, Now I see it. Now I understand it. So once the people know, it is game over. Now, yes, as we go throughout this year, it's going to get a lot worse. Why? Because Trump is moving forward. The deep state is retreating. And as they retreat, they're attacking. And each attack will intensify because they're panicking. Fear is setting in. Because if they couldn't stop them before with everything they tried, what do you think they're going to do now? They're going to take it to the next level. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And when people see this, the people are really going to know it. And they're losing this battle on all fronts. I mean, think about it. Trump has been calling the border an invasion. And the deep state players, they've been protecting their invading force. And they're trying to gaslight the people saying, no, these people are seeking, you know, refugee. They're asylum seekers. Yeah, that's what it is. But again, what are people now witnessing on the border? The Biden administration fought Texas. Texas wanted to shut down the border, and they wanted the people to go to the port of entry to be vetted. Think about that for a second, because that's really what's happening. They just didn't want people coming over the border. They shut down the border. If you want to come to this country, go to the port of entry. Let's take a look at who you are. Now, why didn't the Biden administration agree with this? You would think any sane person would say, that makes sense. Let's make sure they're not a criminal. Let's make sure they're not a terrorist. But again, this shows you the true agenda of the deep state players. They don't want that because they know they're terrorists. They know they're criminals. And what happened down in Texas? Well, the invading force pushed down a fence and they're invading this country. That tells you everything you need to know. And if they're willing to do that, what do you think they're willing to do in this country? You think people are waking up now? You think people are starting to realize this is an invasion? And if it is an invasion, what happens? If there is a military age invasion of these men, and they're now running and pushing down the fencing, trying to get into this country, they don't have to do this. There's no one behind them. There's no reason for it, unless they were instructed to do it. What are people seeing? The people are seeing the invading force. And I do believe this is going to continue on, and this is going to wake up a lot of people. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But let's first talk about the fake news. Now, the fake news, they want you to believe that they are the news. They're the ones who are telling the truth. And everything else, all the other people, all those people that have podcasts, all those people that are reporting on the news, that's the fringe. They have no say whatsoever. Well, Canico the Great put this out on X and said, Spotify just disclosed the following counts for podcasts, revealing that Joe Rogan has a staggering 14.5 million followers. In contrast, CNN averaged 582,000 primetime viewers in 2023. So CNN brands Joe Rogan as fringe and controversial, but his audience is actually more than what? 10 times larger than CNN? So who really is fringe and controversial? It's the fake news now. I mean, think about it. If they're getting about 500 or almost 600,000 viewers, how many podcasts, how many other news sources are now above them? Really think about that for a second. There are thousands. So who is now controlling the news? Well, it's we the people. That's who's controlling the news now. And we could see the deep state players, they're doing what they do best. They just passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill. Now, again, if people are expecting everything to be fixed at this point, it's not going to happen. Why is that? Because just look at Congress. Just look at the Senate. Just look at what we have there. It's the swamp creatures, the Uniparty. So do you really think just by not passing or passing a spending bill, do you really think this is going to fix anything? No. Actually, what it does, it exposes the deep state players. because everyone now is seeing what's in the spending bill. People now are awake and people are understanding that this has nothing to do with America and we don't need all this money to be in this spending bill. See, we're in the exposure phase. We're here to wake people up. I do believe this will be fixed later on when we actually elect the people. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. To actually represent us, the people that are there now are not representing us. And we could see that every time this happens, the people go, whoa, wait a minute, what just happened here? Why are we giving $800,000 to, chest binders? Why are we giving, $1 million to Pakistan for gender studies? It makes no sense. Just to keep the government open? Why do they need all this money out there? Oh, that's right, it's money laundering. But Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, she filed a motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson over the $1.2 trillion spending bill, because once again, he just went ahead and he did it, and people now can see it. And remember, the phase that we're in is about waking the people up. And that's why you're seeing the open borders, the economy crash. We're approaching war. This is why you're seeing the infiltration in colleges and schools. This is why you see Congress now voting for these ridiculous things, because this is about showing everyone. See, in the past, they were doing all of this, but people weren't awake. Now the people are awake and they can see all of this. And as time goes on, people see more and more. They see the fake news and how they've been putting out fake stories. They see the corrupt politicians. They see how they've been lying to the people. This needs to be brought out into the open so people understand the entire system. I mean, let's go back a little bit in time. Let's go back to October 23rd, 2020, when the New York Times was putting out tweets about Biden's laptop and the corruption and how Trump was saying, yes, they are a criminal family. Remember this? Back in 2020, President Trump's allies have promoted unsubstantiated claims of corruption aimed at Hunter Biden in an effort to damage Joe Biden's campaign. Here's what we know and what we don't know. So wait a minute. So Trump, he was promoting unsubstantiated claims, and Trump was trying to hurt Joe Biden's campaign, except it was the other way around, where you had all the intelligence clowns hiding the fact that Hunter Biden's laptop was actually Hunter Biden's laptop and had nothing to do with Russia. It was no Russian disinformation. Fast forward to December 2023, New York Times again, a federal grand jury charged Hunter Biden with a scheme to evade taxes on over $1 million in income from foreign businesses and could face a maximum 17 years in prison if convicted. Here's a timeline of key events in the president's son's life. So really think about it. All the fake news, all they had to do was a little investigating, just like the House was investigating. I mean, this is what the news organizations are for, right? To keep everything in check. But when you're following the deep state's instructions, you're not going to investigate. And it shows you that, yes, look at the fake news. Trump knew, many other people knew, because they investigated the Bidens, they looked at the laptop, they knew. Why didn't the fake news know anything about this? Because they're corrupt. They're the propaganda machine of the criminal syndicate. That's why. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a new whistleblower has come forward to congressional investigators alleging that the CIA moved to prevent federal investigators from interviewing a key associate of Hunter Biden. The whistleblower alleges that the CIA intervened in August 2021 to prevent Internal Revenue Service investigators from interviewing Kevin Morris, a Hollywood lawyer who has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democrats and paid some of Hunter Biden's legal fees. House Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan wrote in a letter to CIA Director Bill Burns, the whistleblower further alleged that the Department of Justice officials were subsequently called into CIA headquarters and instructed that Morris was not to be a witness in their probe. The information we recently received from the whistleblower seems to corroborate our concerns about DOJ's deviations from standard process to provide Hunter Biden with preferential treatment. And according to the whistleblower, in August of 2021, when IRS investigators were preparing to interview Patrick Kevin Morris, an associate of Hunter Biden, the CIA intervened to stop the interview. So that's very interesting. Why is the CIA getting involved? And right now it is unknown why or on what basis the CIA allegedly intervened to prevent investigators from interviewing Mr. Morris. However, the allegations track with other evidence showing how the DOJ deviated from its standard investigative practices. So the lawmakers, they concluded their letter by demanding that the CIA hand over all documents and internal communications pertaining to Hunter Biden and the DOJ and IRS investigations into his affairs, as well as all documents and communications pertaining to attempts to interview Morris pursuant to Hunter Biden probes. And they want this information by close of business on April 4th. Now, let's see. The CIA was involved in the January 6th insurrection by the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, and the rest. And now the CIA is involved in who is allowed to testify and who isn't allowed to testify. So I wonder who's running this country here. Oh, that's right. Remember when Schumer says, listen, if you cross the intelligence agencies, they have six ways to Sunday to get you. So it looks like we're starting to realize the entire system that we have today, the FBI, DOJ, the CIA, and the rest, it's all part of the criminal syndicate. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And the more that this is exposed and the more that people know, the harder it is for the deep state players. And this is how you build a counterinsurgency. Remember, we're going up against a tyrannical government, those individuals that believe that they are running the show. And remember, it's not Biden who's running the show. It's actually these individuals that have been running the show in this country because they took over. They're unelected and they believe that they control what's going on here, but they don't anymore. There was a time they did, but now they don't. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have taken control of everything. Military intelligence, first of all, they're above their intelligence systems, and Congress doesn't have oversight over military intelligence, which tells you everything you need to know, which means people like Watermelon Head and the rest, they're not getting any information from military intelligence. So how do you take control of the country? Well, you got to remove the intelligence from these people, and you got to make sure the deep state players don't get any information. That's how you get control of the country, because now Trump, the military, they have the intelligence, and Watermelon doesn't know anything about it. The corrupt politicians don't know anything about it. Obama doesn't know anything about it. Clinton doesn't know anything about it. Biden doesn't know anything about it. They have no idea what's going on. They're in the dark, if you really think about it. That's how you gain control. And you need the control because you need to wake the people up. And the people, they're seeing exactly what's going on. And they see that the border crisis is getting worse and worse as time goes on. And what's very interesting is that all these illegals, they've been shipped to all these different cities like New York, Detroit, LA, Chicago. And you could see that Chicago is having a very difficult time. The city of Chicago, they tried to raise their taxes because they're like, oh, listen, we have a problem with homelessness right here and we need to raise taxes and we need the people to pay for this. Well, maybe not. Don't give the billions of dollars to the illegals. Why don't you give the billions of dollars to the homeless? And what's very interesting is that the city of Chicago, they tried and they failed to raise taxes. So what did the mayor do? Of course, you blame Trump. You blame Trump supporters. They're the problem here. They're the ones who did this. They don't want us to help the homeless. No, take the billions that you were giving the illegals. I mean, you're giving them housing, giving them food, giving them clothing. Take it and give it to the homeless. It's that simple. It's funny how they always find money for everything that they want. And they want us to pay more money for the things that they're never going to solve because they're the ones who are creating it all. So once again, the people are definitely seeing this. And the people, they're seeing what's going on at the border. The border is a complete and utter nightmare. And in the beginning, when Biden went ahead and opened the border and stopped building the wall and reversed everything that Trump did, many people didn't see this. Many people said, oh, this is great. Open borders. We love it. I mean, not the Patriots. I'm talking about everyone else who thought open borders was a good idea. And in the very beginning, remember, no one really saw that much. It took time to build it up to where it is today. And again, the only way to show the people was actually to show the people. And it wasn't going to happen as soon as the borders were open. You needed to see this over time. And this is why the wall is so important. Actually, if you go out to Egypt, Egypt protects its border with Gaza. They have a huge wall with barbed wire. The military guards it because they're protecting themselves against an invasion. And we're seeing an invasion in this country. Actually, Wall Street Apes put this out and said, this is a new drone footage taken from the Floyd Bennett Field illegal migrant camp, Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York City. If not for citizen journalists, you have no idea how massive these illegal immigrant centers are. And they're huge, the amount of tents and how much space they're taking up. It's absolutely unbelievable. But everyone in this country, they saw the invasion firsthand. Remember, before Trump mentioned the invasion, we had other people mention invasion. We've always called it an invasion. But again, if you're just calling it invasion and you don't see the invasion, do you believe it? No, all those people that are still sleeping, I don't see an invasion. Well, people just saw it. They saw people break down fences to get into this country. There was no one chasing them. There was no one behind them. There was no reason for this. They could have gone to the port of entry with no problem. But again, now people are seeing the invasion. It's very, very clear. And this is waking up a lot of people. So if these people are doing this at the border, what do you think they're going to do in this country when the time comes? Because I do believe these people were instructed to do this. You really think they were just going to do it on their own? No, I do believe they were told, I want you to knock down the fences to get into this country. Trump, he put this out and said, Crooked Joe Biden's America, and shows the video of these people invading this country. So if we do have an invasion like we're seeing right now, doesn't the resident have responsibility to do something? Absolutely. Paul Sperry put this out and said, according to the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, the federal government guarantees to every state protection against invasion. Biden has abdicated his duty to protect Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California by not only allowing but encouraging a foreign invasion. And that is exactly what is happening. Which means when we move closer and closer to the election, I do believe they're going to be using these people for their insurgency. Remember, Trump has been working on a counterinsurgency, and the plan is going very, very well. People are waking up. He already has one part, the military. The majority of the people, they're getting there. And I do believe by the end, when the insurgency happens, the counterinsurgency, because the military and the people together make the counterinsurgency, they are going to be ready and prepared, and Trump will be able to do what is needed to be done. But you can see the deep state players, what they had in store for this country. Remember, for their plan to work, they really needed to disarm the people. They needed to keep the people asleep. They needed to make sure that they brainwashed our children. But everything they've tried to do is completely backfiring. None of this is now working. Everything is being reversed. And this is a major, major problem for the deep state players, especially trying to get the weapons away from the people. And you could see it very, very clearly out in Canada, what they wanted to do. Actually, you could see it in the UK, you could see it in New Zealand, but let's look at Canada for a sec. On October 2022, Trudeau said it is no longer legal to buy, sell, or transfer a handgun in Canada. Fast forward 2 years later, Canada law endorsed by Trudeau government could imprison people for life for hate speech. So let's say you get rid of the weapons, the people now can't defend themselves. You can come after them and then arrest them just for saying something they don't like. Aren't we just going backwards in time? Isn't this what they did to the people back in the days where there were kings and queens? The people were disarmed. They didn't have any type of weapon. And if you said something and the king or the queen didn't like it, didn't they pick you up and arrest you and throw you in prison? Aren't we seeing the same thing right now? What do you think is going to happen when they get rid of all the weapons, like they're trying to do? Basically, they're just going to arrest the people, and they're already showing you how they're going to do it. This is why the founding fathers, after fighting a bloody revolution because they were fighting for their freedom, they didn't sit around the table going, you know something? You know what's a really good idea? Let's have a Second Amendment so we can have hunting. Because you know why? Because we need that, because I don't want them stopping me from hunting. No, hunting was a thing. They didn't go to the supermarket. They didn't have their packaged meats. That was a given back then. They did this and they said, listen, they came for our freedom. They try to censor us. They try to throw us in prison. They try to have their soldiers, you know, force their way into our homes. And they were able to use our homes and sleep there. They were able to search and, you know, through our papers and through our personal belongings. So how do we counter all of this where we have something where we could say, no, 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 you can't do this? Well, we're born with these certain rights. And to protect these rights, it's called a weapon. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. It's called a gun. Not just a gun, but any weapon. To protect yourself. That's why that's there. Look at Canada. They get rid of handguns. You can't buy or sell. They're getting rid of it. Now, if you say something, because remember, what's hateful for one person is not hateful for another. You know what the hate speech thing is. It's anything that goes against the government. That's going to be considered hate, which means, oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to be thrown in prison. Don't act up or else. Now people can see this very, very clearly. And their 16-year plan here in the United States, because every other country does not have a constitution like this. And this is the last country where they have to try to remove the rights of the people, remove the constitution. And the only way for them to do that is with infiltration and war. Because they're hoping that the United States would lose. Remember, when the country loses, you don't keep your constitution, you don't keep your rights. The winning side dictates how you're going to live. And that's what they were hoping to do. The problem is Trump stepped in. Then Trump hatched a plan to counter everything that they were planning to do. And his plan is working. And now they don't control the narrative. They don't control what's going on. And they're panicking like we've never seen before. Just like they're panicking over Ukraine. They're not really fighting a war anymore. The war has been over. Russia won. They're just funding it to keep going, even though there's no place to go. But think about what has been exposed out in Ukraine. All the biolabs. And once again, the fake news, they lied about that too. Let's go back a little bit in time to March 11, 2022. The United Nations said it was not aware of any biological weapon program in Ukraine, while Washington and its allied voices concerned Russia was spreading the unproven claim in order to launch its own biological or chemical attacks. Well, very interestingly, the same exact day, just a couple hours later, Reuters put this out. The World Health Organization advised Ukraine to destroy high-threat pathogens housed in the country's public health laboratories to prevent any potential spills that would spread disease among the population. So they did have biological weapons there, deadly pathogens, that they could use as a weapon. I mean, really think about this for a second. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and OSINT Defender put this out on X, the commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, Admiral John C. Aquilino, while testifying today in front of the congressional leaders on the House Armed Service Committee, stated that everything points to the People's Liberation Army meeting an internal goal set by Chinese President Xi Jinping to launch an amphibious invasion of Taiwan by 2027, with Chinese military expansion said now to be on a level not seen by any nation since World War II, as since 2020, the PLA has added over 400 combat aircraft, 20 major warships, and tens of thousands of ballistic and cruise missiles to its inventories. Which means Trump is going to be right again, and I do believe China is going to be going into Taiwan most likely way before 2027. But let's see how this all plays out, because we know we're heading towards World War III, because we could see everything is building. The deep state, they want war. It's part of their 16-year plan. And what's very interesting is that on March 20th, the U.S. Army Publishing Directorate published the ALACRAT, and the title of the form is Utilization of the Army Retiree Recall Program. And it cites Executive 13223 under references. Executive Order 13223 is a Bush-era EO from September 14, 2001, titled The Ordering Ready Reserve of the Armed Forces to Active Duty and Delegating Certain Authorities to the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Transportation. The 18-page PDF for the ALAR Act, which stands for the All Army Activities, contains a slide titled Directorate of Military Personnel Management. Under the first slide, it states, what is a retiree recall? A recalled retiree is a retired soldier who is ordered to active duty from the retired reserve or the retired list under 10 USC 688 688A, and it serves in his or her retired status. Retiree recall is not an extension of your MRD. Who can approve a retiree recall? The Assistant Secretary of the Army of Manpower and Reserve Affairs is authorized approver to recall retiree soldiers. So this is very interesting that they're looking to recall retirees. And it looks like last time they did this, it was when it was instituted, it was in May of 2020 when volunteers among 800,000 individual ready reserve and retired soldiers were sought to help with the COVID pandemic response. So, and before that, we saw the retiree recalls for 9/11 and during Operation Iraq Freedom and Desert Storm. So why are they now bringing these people out of retirement? That is very interesting. Are they planning on something? Is something about to happen? Most likely, yes. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see their entire COVID narrative. I think this thing has completely imploded on them at this point, because right now the FDA has lost the war on ivermectin, and it agrees to remove all related social media content and consumer advisories on ivermectin usage for COVID-19. So going back in time, we knew that ivermectin hydroxychloroquine would help with viruses. COVID is a virus. I do believe ivermectin also works to help with cancer. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. They don't want people to know this. And the only reason the FDA backed off is because a group of brave doctors, they filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Food and Drug Administration over the agency's unlawful attempts to block the use of ivermectin in treating COVID-19. And the lawsuit, it was filed in the U.S. Southern District of Texas in Galveston, and it argued that the FDA has overstepped its authority and unjustifiably interfered with their medical practice. So these individuals, they've been using ivermectin. The late Dr. Zelenko used hydroxychloroquine. And these drugs, they stop the flu, they stop COVID, and I do believe they've been using these to actually stop cancers, certain cancers. And why did the FDA try to block this? Why did the CDC try to block this? Because if you had ivermectin and you had a hydroxychloroquine, well, you didn't need the vaccine then, did you? You didn't need the bioweapon. So this was a coordinated effort. They made it seem like only horses use ivermectin. And now we know that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they shut down viruses, the flu, COVID, and any virus from replicating. So the question everyone needs to ask, why did they do this? Because if these drugs were out there, there'd be no pandemic, would there? Their entire mission to cheat in the election, well, it would have failed. They wouldn't be able to scare the people. The people wouldn't be staying in their home. They wouldn't have the mail-in ballots. They wouldn't have the drop boxes. And they wouldn't be able to cheat in the election. So they coordinated this just like they coordinated January 6th. I mean, really think about what they have done here. They are treasonous to the country. They are treasonous to the people of this country. And the evidence is now coming out. And the people are taking back this country one step at a time. Look what's happening out in Manhattan. The largest school district in Manhattan just passed a resolution that potentially could lead to banning of all transgender athletes from girls' sports. The measure, which passed 8-3, calls for committee reviews of the current gender guidelines. And what are those guidelines? Well, they include trans-inclusive. The review will consult female athletes, evolutionary biology experts, and doctors. So right here, the people, the parents, they're taking back the educational system. They're taking back sports. They're taking it all back because enough is enough. And I do believe Scott Adams came up with the perfect translation for DEI. And this is going to change everything. So, and I don't know if it was him, but he put this out on X. Whoever came up with "didn't earn it" as the description of DEI might have saved the world. Normally, the clever alternative names people use to mock the other side's policies are nothing but grinworthy. This one could collapse the whole racist system. It's that strong. Didn't earn it. Bam. That tells you everything you need to know. Unbelievable. And just like we were saying about January 6th, the deep state players, this was a coordinated effort. COVID was a coordinated effort. November 3rd was a coordinated effort when they cheated in the elections. January 6th was a coordinated effort. Why? Because the criminal syndicate overthrew the United States government. Think about that for a second. They overthrew the United States government. It just wasn't cheating. That's not what they did. And since they overthrew the United States government, look at the country today. Look where it's headed. Their plan is to destroy the country. And I think people are seeing this. But what's very interesting is that Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller, He claimed that the January 6th committee threatened to make his life hell if he kept claiming his former boss, which is Trump, authorized the National Guard deployment during the Capitol riot. And they were threatening him. Liz Cheney was threatening him. The January 6th Unselect Committee was threatening Chris Miller. And Miller claims that the members intimidated him and warned they would repeatedly bring him in for hours of additional testimony if he kept going on TV and defending the former president's actions. And you could see that they were afraid because, remember, they were covering up their crimes. And now, through the investigation by Republican Representative Barry Loudermilk, people understand that Cheney and the rest, they were hiding evidence that would have exonerated Trump. They are criminals. This is what criminals do. Unbelievable. And think about it. Think about what the criminals have done to Trump. They're going after him and they put on a fake trial, a show trial. They already knew what the verdict was. And if you go back in time, this is what they used to do. Okay, we already know what the verdict is, but let the people think that, you know, we have a just justice system here. We're just going to put on a show trial and we'll just play it all out and then we'll just make our verdict. That's exactly what they did with Trump in New York. And remember, they said that the property, Mar-a-Lago, was only worth $18 million. And once again, CNN came out, they fact-checked this because Trump was out there saying, no, it's worth, you know, 50, 100 times more than this, even more than that. And CNN, they fact-checked it and said Trump falsely claims it was agreed that Mar-a-Lago was worth more than what the state said. So they're making the case that Trump was lying. It's not worth more than $18 million. It's only worth $18 to $27 million at the most. Well, 5 months later, CNN's Erin Burnett exposes the lie her network has been pushing for months during a discussion about how Trump could potentially sell off his properties to satisfy the 454 bail obligation set by the self-proclaimed Trump-hating New York Attorney General Letitia James. Suddenly, without explanation, CNN appears to have change of heart regarding the actual value of Trump's Mar-a-Lago. They said it could be worth $240 million or more. Actually, it's a lot more than $240 million. There's houses down the street from Mar-a-Lago that are selling for $250 million with less land. Think about it, and less history. So right there, the lie has been exposed and the people can see this. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he announced that he has almost $500 million in cash for the bail. Now, I do believe Trump, he wanted to show the people, look what they have done here. They went after me. It was a show trial. There's no victim whatsoever. The bank is happy. They signed a clause that says, yep, this is what it's worth. The bank did their own valuation. And this trial should have never been. And he wanted to show the people, look what they're willing to do and look what they're going to do to every other person that goes up against them. Do you see it? I actually believe that Trump wanted them to actually go after his buildings and everything. He wanted them to try, you know, start the process of seizing it so the people would actually see it. Instead of him just saying it, instead of people just talking about it, he wanted the people to actually see it. So Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intended to use in my campaign for president. The often overturned political hack judge on the rigged and corrupt AG case where I have done nothing wrong, knew this, wanted to take it away from me, and that's where and why he came up with the shocking number, which coupled with his crazy interest demand is approximately $454 million. I did nothing wrong except win an election in 2016 that I wasn't expected to win, did even better in 2020, and now lead by a lot. And he's showing everyone election interference because he could be using this money for something completely different, maybe his campaign. And there was no victim. There was no one that had a problem with this. But now the people actually see it. And think about it. Think about all the people that are talking about it now. Think about all the people that are watching this going, holy crap, if they did it to him, they could do this to anyone. Anyone that doesn't go along with their political agenda. Trump, he also put this out. The New York Attorney General used a statute to go after me that was never has never been used before, not once, for such a purpose. It, in and of itself, is so unconstitutional and unfair. Under the statute, I get no jury. I have no rights. All decisions and rights are given to, in this case, a corrupt Trump-hating judge who came up with a crazy out-of-thin-air award in order to damage me politically and not allow me to use any of the large amount of cash I have built up over the years. Through hard work, insight, instinct, and diligence on my political campaign for president, that is just what crooked Joe Biden wanted this political hack coupled with a corrupt and racist attorney general to do. I did nothing wrong. This is simply a taking, much like what is done in communist countries, and will have an irreparable stain on New York State and its judicial system. It is totally unconstitutional, including the harsh gag order imposed. The statute of limitations was already ruled on for me, and now the people see it. It's clear as day. Remember, everything that we're experiencing, everything we're witnessing is to wake up the people. That's what this is all about, because he needs the people awake to create the counterinsurgency. And we could see it's working. Defiant LS put this out, and Matt A. said this on March 19, 2024. I hate you, MAGA, Fs, and I can't wait for Trump to lose. Well, 3 days later, he put this out. It is with a heavy heart I am now voting for Trump. Saying this, I am swallowing my pride. People will find the will to change. People, when they're put in a certain position and they see what's going on, no matter how much they can't stand it, they will find the will to change, and they will have to admit that we can't go down this path anymore. Now, a lot of people have woken up, but as we go down this path and as it gets scarier, as we approach war, as the economy breaks down, as the country is being invaded like we're seeing already, more and more people are going to wake up, which means as the deep state players lose the people, they are going to fight back harder. Remember, this is the final battle. The deep state, they're fighting for their lives. They're retreating and attacking at the same time, because they know when Trump wins and the people are all awake, it's game over for them. So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to attack and attack and attack. And they won't be using information anymore. They're not just going to go after him with a court case because they see this is not working. More and more people are going to side with him. He's a victim. He's being attacked every step of the way. He did nothing wrong. And the people feel this. They resonate with this. So that means they're going to go physical, because the deep state, they understand how to use physical altercations. They love war. They love chaos. They love rioting. That they like, because it's much easier to handle. People waking up, people researching the truth on, you know, for themselves, well, they can't handle this. They can't control it. They're going to try, but it's going to fail, just like everything else. And they're realizing that they won't be able to control the people. So they will probably, most likely, I'd say it's 99.999% sure, that they're going to take this to the physical level, just like they did a dry run back in 2020 with BLM and Antifa and criminals. This is why they've been putting everything into place. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that these illegals are going to be used for the insurgency. Antifa is going to be used for the insurgency. And this is why Trump has been creating the counterinsurgency. And this is why he took control back in 2020, where the military now controls everything. But again, how do you tell the people that the military can operate in the United States? Remember, there was an insurrection. They overthrew the United States government. Now, when there's an attack on the country by another country, maybe Iran, maybe China, most likely Russia, what happens? We come full circle. It's much easier to explain why the military is guarding the national infrastructure. Think about it for a second. So I do believe Trump has had this plan from the very, very beginning. He's leading them down this path. The people are seeing the invasion. And when the invaders attack the country from inside, what do you think needs to happen here? Well, this is why Trump has taken control. This is how the counterinsurgency works. And with the military, with the people, all on the side of Trump, well, I do believe that's probably the Trump card, if you really think about it. Because once the people say, we need you, we're voting for you, you're the guy, and he wins by a landslide like a freight train, the deep state, it's game over for them. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to fight back. They will, with everything they have. But again, the Patriots, they're ready for this. And it's going to make it a lot easier to clean up the mess, because the military, along with the National Guard, they have the ability to organize and work with local authority to clean up all these people. This is why Trump has been telling everyone, we're going to deport these people on day one. Well, I think it's going to be sooner than that, because when they create chaos, well, I think it's going to, that's going to make the case of, yeah, we can deport these people. We can deport these criminals. And yes, we the people, we're going to take back this country. It's already happening. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.